and with desire. Try to associate with pure Vaishnava. This is the essence of all Vaishnava Sadhachara. This Brahmin has some Sadhachara, but not so light. He has no difference between the pure Vaishnava and Mayavadi or Vishayi. If a tilak is given on the forehead of any ass, he will do pranam. Understand?
Yeah.
He has no difference here about Shuddha, pure bhakti and not pure bhakti. Only what he does, jap karoshi, jadashnasi, jajjuhosi, tapasyasi, tat kanteya, kudusya madharapanam. What he does, what he takes, what he eats, what he cultivates, anything, he gives, offers to Krishna. It is for you. Please take it. But he has not often offered himself, his heart, solely to Krishna. Only something, yat karoshi, jadashnasi, jajyosu. This Brahman was of that type. So, he was karma miksha bhakta. Mixture was there. He was not pure devotee, but he was good. But it is also something, Krishna's service, vasana is there. To serve Krishna, this tendency is in him. There is something, laukiki shraddha also here. He will do to pranam to all who are mayabadi, karmishanyasi, or anyone, to all. And he will go to Shankar, he will go to all gods and goddesses, Durga, Kali, Mahakali, Bhadre, also to Krishna, Ramchandra, also to Jagannath Puri he will go. He will go Badrinarayan, everywhere. But not pure devotion. Some part is there. If it will be purified, then this bhakti will be. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told. Iho bhajya, agikaha. So, Narada was not satisfied. He saw that he is offering his Mahaprasadam only, but he has not offered himself. There is no question of poor and rich person in devotion. There are so many rich persons, but they are not so high. If anyone poor like Vidur, Vidurani, like Pandavas in forest, nothing, penniless. Swami Maharaj also, penniless he came here. So it not depends on rich. It depends on heart. So our bhakti should be pure. So Brahmin has bhakti some, but what? Bhakti abhas, not Shuddha bhakti. We should not be satisfied by this. That anyone is doing archan and giving so much prasadam to all, khichdi to all, and he takes delicious food himself and distributing khichdi to all. This is not your devotion, my brother. I know so many persons, devotees are always eager to distribute khichdi mahaprasad. But they will not take khichdi that. What they will take? Very delicious. Gajar halwa and badam, kheer, butter, ghee, cheese and all these things, mahaprasad. And after they will be fat, and after they will require something, and they will fall down. So we should not. So, he was not pure Vaishnava. But yet some bhakti was there. In night they changed that, this cloth. Saffron cloth. And also they truck, the business is of drug. What is drug? Drug business. Devotee is to touch all these things. That's the very character, character.
Good character.
Good character. And always they should be in Sadachar. So try to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There was a bona fide Vaishnava, Haridas, Choto Haridas, a small Haridas. One day he brought some rice from any old lady for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Mahaprasadam was cooked and Mahaprabhu came and he saw the beautiful rice, he asked, "Oh, from where you collected so good and sweet rice?" "Oh, Choto Haridas Thakur has that from anyone, from any old lady of 84. Oh, he has gone. He knew something. There was something. Oh, from today he cannot come to me. I don't want to see his face. He has become devotee, like Brahmachari. And he wants to speak with ladies here and there, to laugh and to make joke with them. He should go to there. I don't want to see." He never accepted him. Even Nityananda Prabhu, Sarup Damodar Raya Ramananda, and all told Nityananda Prabhu himself. But he was never. At last he went to Prayag this and left his body, jumping in Jamuna and Ganga. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never accepted him. So you should always remind. If you are something in heart and something outside, Mahaprabhu knows everything, he is all knowing. So be very careful. If you want Krishna prema, to the service of Krishna you want. So after that, Narad went to South India and he saw that beautiful kingdom was there. When he entered in the kingdom, he was far away from the town where this king was and his deity was. He wondered, how beautiful kingdom. Everyone here happy. All are chanting. All has tilak and kanthi mala. And all are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. And everyone telling, "Oh, come, come on, come on, I will give you prasad. You should do prasad seva here." Gradually he came nearer to that town. He heard that sounds of ghanta, gong, and kirtan dhvani, the
sound of kirtan.
Sound of kirtan, mridanga and all other things. Oh, where it is going on? Narada became so enthusiastic and he carefully took his veena and entered the temple and saw that all thousands of devotees are seeing, looking, that taking darshan of deities, and all are dancing and chanting and singing. He became so wonderful. Who is that king? Who is the main servant of Krishna? There, Krishna in the shape of Karnabdhisai Vishnu, lying down, and from three doors, devotees take darshan of that king. And from his
Naval.
A Padma lotus is coming on. On that Brahma is there. And he is doing Brahmanda and everything. This scenery is there. So he came to that king and began to tell, O king, the servant of Krishna, Padmanabha, your life is successful. I have never seen a devotee like you. And he began to pray so much. Everywhere I am seeing, from all the, over the countries, the devotees used to come, and without any price, any cost, all are taking Mahaprasadam everywhere. There is a chhatra. Chhatra means a place where free of cost, Mahaprasad is distributed. There is no king like that. That is why you will have to pay something for Mahaprasadam here. But if a king like that, then he would have then management that anyone had nothing to pay, and their cost of journey and Mahaprasadam, lodging, hosting, everything would be free. So that king was like that. They prepared delicious Mahaprasadam, not only khichdi. Here, what kind of Mahaprasadam? Laddu, puri, kachauri, halwa, mahanbhog, khichdi, all kinds of sweetest, rabdi, peda, everything was there and freely distributed to all devotees. And all were so happy. So he was praying that, oh, you are most dear to Krishna. You are so high class of devotees. I have never seen in my life a devotee. Actually, Narada has never seen like this. Oh, he is so tricky. He wants to discover the highest and nearest, dearest devotee of Krishna. So he is praising him. There is something to praise. Bhaktivinoda, Srila Rupa Goswami has also told, Krishna iti just a grain, tan manasadriyeta. Dikshasti cheta, pranasya bhishya bhajanti nisham, susursya bhajana vigyamananya manna, nindadi should hear the mapshati shankara. You should always try to honor all devotees who are chanting, who are worshipping, who are doing any kind of Krishna service. A little bhakti is there, even abhasi is there. He is doing namabhasi even. You should do pranam to him by mind. And those who are doing pure name, you should do pranam and also serve them. And if a devotee of high class, not criticizing anyone, no envy, envy to anyone, no criticizing, not criticizing anything, always is observing Krishna Bhakti in Ashtakaliya Leela, always remembering pastimes of Krishna, sweetly singing the name of Krishna, and being in Vrindavan, or by mind even in Vrindavan, following very rasic Vaishnava, then you should give up your whole thing in the lotus feet of that kind of Vaishnava. Then you are pure devotee. So we should try to be like this. Otherwise, how we can be devotee? So try to take all these essence of bhakti in you. Then I will think that even one person will be collected. I will think that, oh, my coming to Western countries is successful. And you are success. Your life is also successful. Dhanya you are, dhanya you are. All you should. Munindra Bindavandite
Shloka Choka Harini Prasana Vastra Vangrake Nikonja Govilasini Prajendra Bhanu Randini Prajendra Suru Sangrake Kadakari Shatiyama Vipakadakya Bhaja.
You all devotees should collect these two songs, especially these two, Monindra Banda Bandite and Namami Nanda Nandanam, Gauranga Balita Have Pulakasari, all these things. Also, Gaur Aarti. Now, Gaur Sundar Aarti will going on. Be ready at once. And some Kirtan also. You can learn first Bande aham Sri Guru Sri Yudhapada Kamalam Sri Guru Nuvaishnavansya Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna. This only one sloka will do for all. So something we should do. Then we are devotees. Not only by name of devotee, we should try to follow. I think if you will practice in 7 days all these things, forever you will learn and you will be practicing whole long life. So try to learn something. So now it will be. Oh, you have not consulted. You should do.